You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Hello, everyone. It's the perfect date. It's not too warm. It's not too cold. And you just need a light jacket. We're on episode
29.
I think we're in the last 20.
I'd love to be 29.
It's Bras, Bitches, and Balls. I'm Nick. Lisa is here with lists and questions.
Keeping people on schedule.
Our guest will be here very soon. She's about a minute away now. Here's Lee.
Hi. How are you today, everybody? Not that you're going to answer me, but you could, because there's a telephone number that you could call. Ellen, what is that telephone number that they could call?
Or Ellen's Lisa? Like, I don't know. It's 248-579-5295.
All right. If you'd like to call in and talk to us here in Studio One, please feel free to do that.
Oh, yeah. Studio One. Look at that. We even have a number for our studio.
We do.
Ellen's going to scoot out and open the door for our guest when she gets here. So we're on our own. Hope we don't screw anything up technically.
We can always do that. There we are.
We're great at that. So the people who have provided us with our beginning music, I realized I was like standing like a wrestler. I'm going to get you. I'm sitting like a wrestler. The Vomit Spots, they're a band from Mobile. They're from my childhood and they still play. And Holly!
Hello, Holly.
Welcome. Here's a seat for you. Yeah. So they still play, and they have a date coming up. It's May 12th.
May 12th at the Merry Widow in Mobile?
Mobile. Oh, my God.
Mobile. In Mobile.
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 Mobile, Alabama.
Isn't that what I said originally?
No, it's not.
I said Mobile.
It's Mobile.
In Mobile.
So the, in Mobius, it's the emphasis it's a, on the... It's a town that begins and ends in the same place.
Oh, that's a funny science.
So how
science
do you say
joke there?
Exactly. You know, there's also there was a movie,
Louisville?
The Blank.
No,
I don't Louisville.
Louisville. I don't say Louisville. I don't say Illinois either. What movie?
There was a movie, and it was The Blank Blues.
Memphis?
No, it starts with a B.
Biloxi.
Biloxi.
Okay,
I love Biloxi
right.
Blues. It's one of my
Biloxi,
favorite movies.
Yeah. It's how it's said in the movie.
In the movie, they say Biloxi,
continually,
and I want to go, where were you? Because you were not in Biloxi. Or if you were, you
I don't
didn't
think I want
to
be in Biloxi. Isn't it in, like, Mississippi?
Yeah, but, I mean,
It was a basic training place for...
But it's right on the Gulf. Biloxi's actually quite pleasant. So Mobile, Biloxi, and New Orleans are all about an hour from each other.
The phrase, it's quite pleasant,
it is.
Just sounds... See, to
it's
British,
right on the water.
So it's not like as swampy and hot as I think it may be.
Oh, it's hot, but you're right on the water, and there's gambling ships there. And
right.
I don't gamble.
But... To British ears, hearing something described as quite pleasant basically means
fuck off.
It's a really vile place. It's quite pleasant.
Yeah, you guys are a little.
It's quite
well.
Quite pleasant.
I know what panties mean there too. So
I had a nice discussion about suspenders once.
What do they mean? Because
Nick's like they mean panties.
Yeah.
No. Well, how long has it been since you've been there?
I went back there last year, but like,
because we're
is
told
this
by...
going to be one of those things like how many Americans think we call phones tallies?
No, because
okay.
No, because when I'm in London and I'm talking to the designers when they are here, they're like, we don't say panty because that is actually meaning more of the female anatomy than it does the underwear. So the women say that it means something different because they've corrected me several times. Don't say that here. Don't say that here.
Idea.
Like, okay.
Okay, that's news to me. And we use a lot of terms.
So speaking of panties, and yes. We're here so we can talk about them, and that doesn't mean vajayjay.
Oh my God, somebody's calling me now. I am doing a podcast on Wednesday. Can somebody just hit the red button? Red button.
Hey, everyone in Wilmington, don't call Lee on Wednesday from 10 to 11.
Okay. So this is a Simone Pharrell.
Uh-huh.
This is a French bra. This is not Betty.
No.
It is not Betty.
No.
Which is sad.
Is it?
Yeah, a little.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's a nice piece. Though.
Yeah.
Betty's our bustier model.
Oh,
Holly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can relate to Betty.
Yeah, we're all more of a Betty than...
No, you're more like this
Is this
one.
Fiona?
No, I'm not.
Well, yes, but these were larger. But Betty is more me with big
She's
boobs.
A thicky, oh, thicky, thick
gotcha.
Girl.
Yeah, which is great. We love her. All right, Simone Pharrell is here. She's a French, wonderful company. Stretch lace, very, very durable, matching panties. This is the Eden. You've got the split straps, which I think are quite lovely.
They look they look suspendery.
Yeah, gives it a little detail there. Scalloped edges, really nice support, very comfortable. She does come with a special right now. Simone Pharrell sent me these wonderful travel bags, which I'm really excited about.
Like I can take that on the train with some stuff in it.
Right. They sent me these. People who are buying the Simone Pharrell sets get to have one of these. But it's nice. It's got dual compartments and stuff. So I have a customer named Bobby. Bobby, you should come in and get a new Simone Pharrell set because this one is right up your alley.
I need a Simone Pharrell. I don't need any more bras right now, but I really need a Simone Pharrell.
You need a Simone Pharrell. And look at the panties.
I'm loving the bra strap.
Cute?
And how many clips are there? Three different hook?
Up here?
Yeah, three or four. Three?
This way?
Yeah.
Two.
No.
This
I mean that way.
Three.
Okay.
Yeah, this way is three. But it's got a nice tight U there. It's lace all around, but you've got a double layer in the band, so it's not going to stretch really quickly. And of course, as always, do not put these in machines.
No, don't. They last way longer if you hand wash them.
And air dry.
They really do.
Yes. I don't care if you put it in a bag. Don't do it.
Yeah, it still mushes the underwire and stuff.
So here's a really crazy thing about this color. This is a cherry red. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of blue undertones in it.
Is this one that I can wear under?
A white shirt. It is. And when the ladies at Simone Pharrell said, oh, yeah, you can wear this awesome red under a white shirt, I was like, I call bullshit. Hello, bullshit.
Unless you're European, where it's trendy to do that.
Right. But they had several models put on different this color bras and white shirts and parade around, and you could not see a damn thing. I was like, that is
like
awesome.
Magic.
So, it is magic.
As usual, I have questions.
Okay.
So let's start now.
All right.
Simone Pharrell is one of your higher end bras,
yes.
right?
Yeah. So that bra is an $89 bra.
It's not crazy, but it's not like your kind of the everyday, you've got the kind of good bra that is a workhorse.
Uh-huh.
Also.
Yes.
I heard that this day is coming up for people who have somehow had or adopted a child. Mother's Day.
Oh, that.
Oh.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
She's
You're
looking
so
at me
cryptic.
Blankly. I'm like, hey, I thought it would be obvious, but okay.
Remember, I'm an idiot.
Lee's been traveling a lot, and she's lost some brain cells on I-94, so...
Because of the truckers.
The truckers. I looked at my phone, and we had called back and forth 5 times yesterday.
We were on the phone for an hour and 15 minutes at one point.
She was like, freaking trucker!
No road rage!
My mom lives 4 hours away, but I know you guys have a card.
Yes, we do. We have a gift card, and... Just so people know now, because...
That's not the card I was talking about.
Oh, you know,
but
right.
you have a gift card.
I
so
do
we
have a
can
gift
talk
card.
About that in a minute. But you have a card because you keep everybody's sizes and what they've tried on.
That. Yes.
So if I wanted to, say, ship my mom a couple of bras from you,
yep.
I can just call down there, give them my credit card, and have them...
Ship it, yeah.
mail a couple of bras to my mommy.
Absolutely. We can do that for you.
She'd like that better than flowers. They last longer.
Bras are good. Boobs are important.
That's a nice present.
Isn't that a nice present? Mm-hmm. Boobs are very important.
Yes. Yes. And she finally, at age 60-something, got fitted for the first time ever and put on a bra that wasn't, you know, from
a box,
a discount store. Just, phone call.
Oh my gosh. Okay, quick story and then we'll get into it. Lady, we fit her. She was a solid 34J. Solid 34J. No doubt in our minds. We put her in like six or seven bras. Okay, great. She walks out in her bra that's covering her nipples and everything's falling out. She's like, "Thank you so much. I appreciate it. See you later." Awesome. The next day she calls us pissed. You said I was a 34J. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, you are. They don't have that at the dollar store. No. No, they probably don't.
Probably don't.
They probably don't. And I can't find it at Meijer either. No. No.
You're not going
We have them here. I mean, you can there's at the internet
we
as
have
well.
Layaway.
But the internet's more expensive typically than we are.
And you can't try them on.
And yes, that was one of the reasons why we started doing layaway, is that we had so many people asking for it that we just
frankly,
had to
I didn't
do
even
it.
Know the dollar store sold bras at all. So
she's saying, "Speak right here."
Yeah, Holly, why don't you just talk into the microphone?
Hello, Holly.
Hello, Holly.
So we wanted to get a little bit of a mic check on you. Lee, will you close the door while you're up?
That one?
Yeah. So Holly, you're here. We typically talk about a bunch of crap before we talk to our guests, and I'm super excited to talk to you because I love burlesque, and I did not even know that there was a school of burlesque locally. But first, I have to tell Lee. I went to Drag Queen Bingo for my birthday. One of our besties, Jill Ferrari, took me to Drag Queen Bingo. And I saw this coffee cup and I was like, I got to get that. And I'm like, Lee can't take it. She can't have it at home because she has a 10-year-old boy who will be like, what?
It must be good then.
So I told her, okay, well, she's in Chicago a lot for the opening. So we have a little space down there while we're getting everything together. Go ahead and open it. I'm like, so this is going to be the coffee mug for the Chicago shopper apartment. So you're going to have to read that.
No. Oh, my God. That is hysterical.
That is pretty great.
And we saw the best drag queen ever because she was not, like, catty mean to the audience. She was very sweet and lovely. I believe her name was Carol. She was from the Orlando area. And Carol was awesome.
Put a picture on the website.
Oh my God, that's
hysterical.
We should
totally talk to Richard too, who manages.
Let's bring him in.
Yeah.
So it says, did it hurt when you fell from that whore tree and banged every guy on the way down?
I was just like, I have to buy this for someone. Yeah. I have to.
Yep. Lively would not understand that at all.
He'd be like, Mom, I have a question.
I have a whore tree. I don't understand.
What's a whore tree?
I don't get it. So I have a bag also, but it's not for you. It's for Holly. Holly! So thank you for coming.
It's got a little corset on it.
This is Busted Bra Shop. This is the sponsor, and I kind of own that store.
I kind of own that store.
And I have a new pin for you.
Ooh.
This has Busted Bra Shop on it.
Love it.
And it has pink ink.
It's all my favorite color.
Hand washing and air drying.
That
bras.
Is the best stuff
very,
ever.
Very, very
I can use a lot of that. Does that come in like a gallon?
It comes in a big bin.
And then I brought you a pair of panties and a cupcake box.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So.
Thank you.
Enjoy your.
And oh my God, we just have to talk about Holly's skirt for a second.
I know.
Is it a dress or a skirt?
It's a dress.
Oh my God, it's adorable. It's got
a lot happening.
Cats everywhere, and they are.
They're in space.
Oh my God!
Cats in space.
I need this dress.
Oh, I've seen pictures.
And they're having a party.
Yeah,
it's a cat party.
These are all probably going to die because he's the only one with a space helmet.
Oxygen.
You know.
But what if they've adapted? Cats are very adaptable.
If they've adapted well,
I don't know. Maybe these are alien cats that.
I mean,
you know.
I mean, they have a few lives to get it right.
That's
so,
true.
You know.
That's true.
So,
if they're on one, they're good.
Yeah. Exactly.
So. Holly, feel free to jump in whenever you want to say anything. Don't feel like you have to wait until we talk about
Wait, you don't have to talk.
I was
we don't
taking
have to talk
it all
to
in.
You.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
So we kind of just go wherever. And I usually have a list of things that I want to talk about. And
we should call the podcast Squirrel.
I can relate to that.
Um,
It's so shiny.
So we talked a couple episodes ago about sad death happenings.
Yes.
Okay. So we need to.
Crunch those gears.
We need to pour a bourbon out for Barbara Bush. The woman was drinking bourbon the day before she died, and you know, as a bourbon fan, I appreciate that. So just wanted to recognize since we're not drinking bourbon because it's morning. We're drinking coffee.
Yeah, we totally could.
If it's
could,
like a coffee bourbon over there. Fine.
Or we could drink
beer from Falling Down Brewery. this week's beer, which none of us are drinking, but I'm sure is lovely, is a
pleasant?
I'm sure it's very pleasant. Place. I'm sure it's delightful. I'm sure parts of it are quite excellent. Is a nice Beaver Caramel.
I'm sorry, did you say Beaver Caramel?
What?
Yeah,
what
that's the name of it. I don't know. I can always go bring in some samples for us all.
I would like to know what the ingredient list is.
I don't need to taste a beaver right now.
Okay, that's a good segue, though. Because last week,
what?
You know, Lee and her 14-year-old humor, I was going to get coffee. Oh. And she thought it would be really cool to try to, like, embarrass me by yelling about my butt plug order. So I talked to her yesterday, and I said, did you see this on Twitter? And she said, no, because I'm on Twitter all the time. She's always driving.
That's right.
So I said, okay, well, there's news.
Oh, boy.
I had to text her for her son so she can make the announcement that Uranus smells like farts.
Really?
Is that surprising to anyone?
It's got a high sulfur content.
Yes, it's a high sulfur content.
I don't know, but newspapers were having fun with the headline.
Oh, I'm sure.
I feel like that should not come as a surprise.
I know. It's like, you guys, you named it. It's kind of like chicken or egg, right? Like, it probably smelled just fine until you guys started walking around calling it Uranus.
Well, they're trying to make it Uranus. I'm like, Lively, it's Uranus. He's like, what?
Isn't it a little late to change the name?
Right.
Well, they made Pluto not a planet, and then they're bringing it back again. So.
They're bringing it back again?
I think
so. Oh, Peter Zeiler, we need to have drinks again.
They really need to decide what they're doing.
I mean, there's a whole thing in Futurama where he has like a smell-based telescope when he was trying to actually find Uranus. So, you know, they were
so
already
predicting.
Yeah, they knew, apparently. David X. Cohen knew all of this stuff, and they will be renaming it Erectum as they do in Futurama. So
bad.
All right. So
okay. Anyway.
Yes.
So other things that Lee missed.
Okay.
And I wouldn't tell her about until today, when she was bitching about truckers. I said, "All right. Well,
I saw it."
Did you see it? Did you see the picture?
A little bit of it, not much, because
The news sucks most of the time.
So 1 o'clock in the morning, Tuesday morning, while we were all sleeping, someone sadly was contemplating suicide by jumping off the overpass.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So the state police had a bunch of truckers pull over and line each of the freeway lanes.
So that it was basically a crash pad.
Yeah. Which was awesome. News that I forgot about from Twitter. The PGA Tour is close to finalizing a deal to bring a tournament to the city of Detroit, likely at the Detroit Golf Club.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely beautiful place.
Sponsored by Quicken Loans. So we may be getting a PGA Tour event in the city of Detroit.
Right by my house.
Right by you. So let's all stalk Lee because she's giving you her coordinates.
Yeah, there's a lot of houses over there.
Start knocking on all the doors.
It's right by everybody's house.
Got a really big, two big dogs that don't like people.
Thor.
Actually, Thor really doesn't like people.
He's a big floof.
He loves us. Mm-hmm. And he wakes up Lively in the morning. But he doesn't like anybody else.
That's mine as well.
Yeah?
I have three.
Ooh, I have four. We're all dog people.
Yeah, two, dogs three, do you four.
Have? I have Pomeranian mixes. Mm-hmm. So little floofy things.
With teeth.
And they love me, but they're very protective, so they don't like anybody else.
Right.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Dakota is just a barker. She's 40-pound barker.
barks at everything. Barks at us too. So it's it's not like a killer can make friends with her, because there was a killer on My Favorite Murder. Did you hear this? He was it on My Favorite Murder? Doesn't really matter.
So many murder. Yeah, podcasts. So many murder.
the Golden State Killer. Has not been solved yet.
Actually, that's part of my news.
Oh.
They're doing woke up this morning at 6, and My Favorite Murder had posted an hour before. There's a press conference today. They may have caught the Golden State Killer.
Oh, my God. This was the creepiest guy. So he wouldn't just go, I think I'm going to go attack this woman. He'd be like, I'm going to watch her for the next 2 years and stalk her and break into her house and bury weapons in different places and make friends with her dog. And then I'm going to go in and torture her and her partner and kill them and rape them.
Oh, my God.
Awful person.
Okay, so I thought I might read the Michelle McNamara book.
Yeah.
But now I'm terrified too.
Terrified. So I went home after listening to all kinds of stuff about him. And I was just like, so we know how Dakota barks at me, at Patrick, at anybody coming in the house. It's almost like a greeting, but it's very aggressive barking. Like, we're going to keep her doing that because she doesn't make friends with people and not bark.
Yeah.
She
or at dinner.
Yeah. So that's probably better. Maybe get another one. Maybe
Well, the other one doesn't make any noise. He's a 138-pound Malamute. Mm-hmm.
He'll just eat your face.
He'll just eat you. And he sounds like Godzilla when people get a little too close. But, there you go. So, yay, dogs. Holly, what's up? You have an event coming up, too.
I have, 1,000 events coming up.
Okay.
Yeah. It's nonstop craziness, so.
So if now Ellen said before you came in that she was very wanted to take your class.
Yeah, you should. It's a lot of fun.
Tell us about your class.
So we offer quite a few different things at the Detroit School of Burlesque, but one thing is that we have a full 9-week 101 course.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so we take you through everything from, learning how to bump and grind, tassel twirl, costume, do hair and makeup. We even do a little mini photo shoot for you so that you have headshots to start out with. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, you get to perform in a real burlesque show. And then we also have lots of just 1-hour classes if you just wanted to learn something specific. We also offer yoga, and we do something called booty yoga.
Booty yoga.
Which is dance yoga. And we also do a glow-in-the-dark version, which is a lot of fun.
Lisa likes to make sure she works out her glutes so she can have a cute butt. Maybe you would like that yoga.
We could do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have all kinds of things.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So the tassel twirl, one of my first images of Elvira. Anytime I think of Elvira, there was a close-up of her doing one shoulder. And she could make the tassels go this way, and then she could make them go this way, and then she could turn them this way.
Yeah, we actually teach that in the tassel twirling class.
That's awesome. I always had a visual that I was going to go back to high school with my Ford Fairlane chopped up and skull shifter, and it's all because of Elvira.
I remember talking about before we went to Astronomicon, I think, how you wanted to be Elvira.
I did. I wanted to be Elvira. I have a life-size cutout of Elvira up in my attic. I think she was sleeping on your bed for a while.
I had a life-size cutout of Jean-Luc Picard for a while.
I scared my poor neighbor at Halloween because I had her kind of at an angle, she was looking out a window.
Oh, my gosh.
He called me. He's like, hi, I have had a heart replacement, and you almost made me have to get another one. Whoopsie.
So, Holly, how did you get into burlesque?
When I was living in Indianapolis prior to here, the burlesque scene was just sort of reemerging. Mm-hmm. There were a few different troupes that had just started, and so I just started attending shows. And I was like, oh, my God, this is where I belong. This is my thing. Because I've always been just absolutely in love with and obsessed with, old Hollywood glamour and, the big feather boas and the sequin gowns and things. And I was like, I need a practical way to use these things in my everyday life.
Where am I going to use a feather boa?
Exactly. So it was just kind of a natural progression. And I just started attending shows and helping out at shows. And I did that maybe 3 times. And then I was like, I don't want to help out. I want to be on that stage. So I did that. And it's been over 6 years now. I haven't looked back since. So
where is the School of Burlesque?
It's in Ferndale on Marshall.
Okay.
Yeah, so right outside of downtown Ferndale. So,
and how long have you been in Detroit?
5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wasn't performing in Indianapolis very long before I moved here. So
Cool. So you, Nick was telling us that you do a
Speakeasy Sunday.
Speakeasy mm-hmm. Sunday. I'm like, yep. Burlesque and brunch? What was it?
That sounds nice as well.
That's basically what you said. It's kind of like burlesque and brunch.
Yeah, we do Speakeasy Sundays. It's a monthly show that we do at Cliff Bells in Detroit.
Oh.
So
we can go there.
I love
Cliff Bells. Venue.
Very pretty.
So the next one is actually this coming Sunday. So we're going to have...
You're going to be in Louisville.
Louisville. I'll be in Louisville.
But you are going to have?
We're going to have a couple of people from Chicago performing. We have Josephine Shaker and Miss Bela Rose, who are just incredible, as well as some local performers, too. So.
And so it's at Cliff Bells. What mm-hmm. time is it?
Doors are at 7:30 and shows at 8:30.
P.M., okay. right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
please tell
PM.
Me that's P.M.
Yeah, no, I can't do tassel twirling at 7:30 in the morning.
But
too much.
What a way to wake up. What a way to wake up that would be.
What... Is it you can just show up or do you have to?
We actually have sold out every single show since we started. So it's been like I think we're on show 15 now. So you can try and get tickets at the door, but I would highly recommend getting them in advance.
And how would we get them in advance?
You can go to MissHollyhock.com or just look up Speakeasy Sundays on Facebook. You'll see them, the ticket links and show information. It's every month. It's not uh-huh. always on the same date every okay. month. It just right. kind of varies.
So it's one time a month, but it could yep. be the first Sunday. It could be the third
yeah.
Sunday.
The so next one is the 20th. May 20th is the next one.
Okay, May 20th.
I'll go to the next one.
Put it on our list.
So what's happening after I come back from Louisville is we're opening a store in Chicago.
May 3rd.
But it will only be open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
Well,
one
that's
for May.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
For
okay.
May. And for then May. In June, because I want to make sure everybody knows what they're doing. And
right. It's kind of a soft opening, running things, making sure everything's going smoothly.
Yeah, giving us time to make corrections and
yeah. get additional staff on board,
right.
whatever you need to do.
Right. So I want you to come down to Chicago. Come down to Chicago sometime.
I come down to Chicago all the time.
Do
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Do you perform in Chicago?
Yeah, I've already performed there twice in the last month, actually.
See,
so.
We could go see her in Chicago.
See?
Because normally I go, I work. I've been really tired. I go fall into the air mattress at my apartment. Somebody said, you're like the opposite of Mad Men, where you have the wife has the apartment in the city. I'm like, yes, but my apartment is a shower curtain and an air mattress.
And now a cup.
And a percolator and a cup. Yeah. I got a percolator at Detroit Hardware. It's the best coffee maker ever, and it cost me $6.
Yeah, I mean, you have the important things.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So now I have two cups there now. That'll be great.
Yeah. So Busted will be in Hyde Park
yes.
starting next week. I mean, you're already there, but opening
mm-hmm.
next week. So you've performed in Chicago mm-hmm. a couple of times. Do you have any scheduled performances coming up down there?
Not in Chicago at the moment, but things change constantly. So
kind of, I can do that. I'll be right there.
Be right down.
So what else? You said you had a lot of other stuff coming up. What else do you got going on?
Well, we do the Speakeasy Sundays. We have a lot of different things at the school. We've got our student showcase coming up. I manage a troupe called Detroit Grand Cabaret, and we do quarterly shows. So we have a Nerdlesque show coming up in July that we're
Nerdlesque.
Preparing for.
I'm sorry, Nerdlesque?
I would yes. need to know what that means. Yeah. Are you going to dress up like Star Wars characters and do Nerdlesque?
Sort of. So
yes,
Nerdlesque awesome. Is basically anytime that you're using like cosplay as your basis.
I was going to
so,
ask you about yeah. cosplay.
Yeah,
do you do any cosplay?
Should your audience come dress in cosplay?
Yes. We really encourage that.
That's like adult permission.
Yeah.
I don't do cosplay just for cosplay's sake, but I do incorporate it into burlesque. So I have some really off-the-wall ridiculous acts. I have an Optimus Prime act. I have a Scarlet Witch act. I have a Blade Runner act. So I do a lot of kind of funny things.
You're so talking your language.
Let's cycle back to Scarlet Witch.
Yes. That's what I'm going to actually be performing.
Oh, really?
The July 7th
oh, that's great.
Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wanda's great.
Yeah, we
as
need
a character
to talk.
And interesting costume. So.
Yes.
I'm just like everything is jamming together, the drag queens and the horror convention that's coming up that our friend Melanie is at and the burlesque.
Well, and then we've got Star Wars costumes at the DIA.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We
Oh, and Space Dive is coming up at Tangent, too.
Mm-hmm.
See all these
awesome
things.
And we still have to read Space Opera, but that would involve me actually reading books and getting off social media more.
Yeah. Okay.
I like books.
You should get it. Do you have an Audible
no.
account? You should with all the driving.
Yeah, I should.
I'll send you a free credit.
Okay. I can do that because, yeah. I mean, I've been binge listening to My Favorite Murder and Missing and Murdered. And
we have them.
And so I think I need to get off of the death thing.
I need something happier.
Well, because I find myself, you know, talking to my kid this morning. He's playing this game where he plays with other elementary school kids and he knows most of them. But there's like one stranger. And I'm like, you understand that could be a guy that's trying to kill you. And he's like,
oh, yeah. We had that conversation with my 13-year-old.
I know. You tell me all the time. I don't chat with the strangers. Yeah. Well, when he was really little, we didn't realize that he was on something where he was chatting with other people.
Oh.
And the guy said, whoever wins gets a free pizza and I'll have it delivered to your house by Domino's.
Oh.
And I was like, son of a, get off of that.
Yeah. We had a similar situation with my 13-year-old niece about the time she was 9 or 10 and she was playing an online game that everybody at school played. But, you know, she was talking to somebody and my sister-in-law was like, whoa, 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 you don't know whether this is a stranger or not. Right. She's very sensitive, so she got really upset about it. Like, because she felt like she was doing something wrong. But it was just like, no, you don't.
But I might hurt their feelings. And that's
these
who
creepy
I play
people.
Like, right. No. But you can find out from the parents, you know, I usually say if this guy wants to play with you, I'll contact his parents and make sure he actually has that account.
And he's
up
a real human.
And that he's actually a child. But we're,
we work with the kids in his immediate circles. And so that's where
we have a true crime
protective
fetish. And so she's driving back yesterday on 94 and she's like, yeah, I'm not going to stop at the truck stop to get gas. I'm like, yeah, because you don't want to get murdered.
See, this is why I can't listen to these things.
You can
look
over.
I would just be paranoid.
You can, you know, it's the time when all of a sudden you got to pee and you need gas and it would be nice to get a new refreshment, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you look over to where you're going to get off because I'm going over the overpass and you realize there's like 50 truckers out there milling around in and going into the stop and doing shower. Now,
most of them are
most
fine.
Are fine. I've had several relatives, friends, everything, but I also know that I'm driving by myself. There's a lot of people there.
Yeah. Highway of tears.
Yeah. Exactly. And being.
You would have so enjoyed Grace Jolliffe's like big initial role that she did for Slipstream.
What?
Because, Love is Strange. It's all about a murderous trucker and his 15-year-old girlfriend.
See, I probably wouldn't enjoy it. That's the whole thing. I was totally completely moved out by it.
Yeah.
So this does bring me back to something else I wanted to talk about, which was your reaction to Missing and Murdered, because I had recommended you listen to season 2.
Yes.
You went back and listened to season 1, which was about the Highway of Tears, which may have involved a serial killer trucker, maybe not, and season 2.
Yeah.
Season 2 to me was, I mean, they're both sad stories, but was just so heartbreaking because of everything that happened to the family and the kids. So what did you think
about season 2?
Murdered?
Season 2 was Finding Chloe. Chloe was
Cleo. Cleopatra.
I did that again. Yeah. Cleopatra. Cleo. And she was from Canada. She was of an indigenous tribe. I think she was Cree.
Cree.
And she was a daughter of a lady who had been in the residential schools who really had very little parenting skills and tools and ended up giving the children up to this adoption. It's not an adoption agency because it was a program that was put together by the government of Canada to get the indigenous children out of their homes and into white families. And
it's essentially
like
the foster system here where kids get their rights terminated and then get adopted out.
But they were actually going after the indigenous children. And so she was adopted into America and her 5 or 6 siblings were also adopted out. And then they heard that she was killed and raped and left on the side of the road, which isn't what ended up happening.
In Arkansas.
In Arkansas.
She was nowhere near there.
She was not in Arkansas. So the rumors, you know, through the mill weren't quite correct. But they hired – the family hired this journalist to figure out what happened to her. And they find her body
and they find her gravestone, and they find the family that adopted her. And you get to learn about all, what happened to all the kids around her, or, mm-hmm. and that they really did have this sense that they needed to get mm-hmm. back together, even though they didn't grow up together. Even one of them was taken before she was 1 year old. Uh-huh. That they have some of the same mannerisms and
right,
and they didn't meet until they were like 30.
Their personality.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. nature versus nurture. That's kind of an interesting thing. But they say she committed suicide. I don't believe that.
Yeah, this was the thing you told me yesterday. You're like, I think she was murdered.
I think she was murdered because they find that she was dating this 27-year-old man. Dating is a strong word. She was having sex with him.
She was 13.
She's 13 years old.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And he was – and he denied even knowing her except for buying candy from her one time. He bought candy from her for a fundraiser for school, and that's how he met her.
That's
son
disgusting.
Of a bitch. Yeah. And mm-hmm. It turns out they have physical evidence that he was in her home moments before she committed suicide, that there was a gun there, and that she had just spoken to her teachers at school who she had a very loving relationship with. Mm-hmm. They had thanked her for her their Christmas presents. Two different teachers had spoken to her. Yep, see you when we get back from break. You know, it was all very pleasant. There was mm-hmm. no freak out sound. She wasn't like, I really love you. None of that. But she had started writing a note and saying, I really love these two teachers. That's all that's on this piece of paper. And that guy had was seen leaving moments before she killed herself. I think he killed her or talked her into it.
Right.
I think there was something mm-hmm. else going on. They didn't do enough.
This was in the 70s,
then.
Right? So, they didn't have a lot of
forensic. They didn't do what they do now.
Right. And it was just like teenage kid committed suicide.
Yeah.
You know? I found this season.
Red light.
Especially sad because, I mean, the first one was about the Highway of Tears, which is a highway along. Through Canada, where
it's a shorter
hundreds
stretch.
Of yeah. women have gone missing over the years.
Don't go on that highway.
Well, they've got 57 yeah. open cases where they've found bodies.
Yeah,
on that
is too many.
Yeah.
of indigenous,
and it's
women.
Mostly indigenous women, so it gets ignored. So Connie Walker, who's the journalist, her first mm-hmm. season of this was to track one of those women. And kind of try to figure out what happened mm-hmm. to her. And there wasn't really no closure. Here, there's closure in that they finally find where their sister is buried.
Right. Season
and
two, there's
a story,
closure. Season one, there was no closure.
I found the most – I don't know. The thing about it that I liked the most, and I liked is not the right word, but it was like every time you listen to it, you're like, oh, that is so heartbreaking. It can't mm-hmm. possibly get worse.
And then it does.
And then there's something else because they talk about the fact that their mother may not have known that she was giving the kids up for adoption. She was – she had a lot of violence in her life, probably was assaulted while in the residential schools.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely had depression issues. And
she was a single mother taking care of six kids. So, you know, part of the story was, did she even understand that
right.
she was signing her rights to her children away? Or was mm-hmm. it just like, look, I need to get myself straight and then I want my kids back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then in the meantime, you know, they're all farmed out. And then you hear about some of the kids, you know, what happened to them and as they were adopted out into not so loving families. Mm-hmm. And so each episode, you're just like,
are you kidding me?
One of them
was adopted out to a farmer who adopted another kid and made them sleep in the barn
yeah.
and work on the farm.
They adopted indigenous children and then made them sleep out in the – basically as farm
hands.
They
were slaves, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were,
and so
yeah.
they each of them escaped. They ran away and they're like, see ya. I'm out. You suck.
Well, at least they ran away.
Yeah. At least they got out. Yeah.
So, yeah. So every episode, you're just like – this makes me so sad.
See, this is too much, like, sorry, emotional, like, distress for me
yeah.
to, like, choose to listen to every day.
Well, see, I can listen to those instead of watching horror movies because there's a couple of horror movies out there right now. I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
Yeah,
one of the other
movies.
Podcasts I listened to was You Must Remember This.
Yes, that's a fun one.
Yes.
You would
and
like
it was
the,
Boris
you must
and Bella.
This.
So that was... that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff. And talk about their lives, their parallel lives,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh.
and yet how they also changed, you know, their last 30 years of their life, how things went very, very different for both of those characters. And that was fascinating and kind of fun to listen to, but where horror in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, I like that.
Yeah, it's
horror.
Really not terrifying.
No, it's not terrifying. And then the same characters became entertainment when I was a child in the 70s. Mm-hmm. You know, they showed up on the Flintstones. Right. They showed up.
They were celebrities.
They were basically celebrities. And mm-hmm. then the different TV shows that came out in my head, the Munsters,
the Addams Family
was fantastic, and I introduced that. But the horror that became much scarier, the Stephen King started coming into play, and that even is light compared to like this new thing, Silence. What is that? That new movie that's out?
No idea.
The Quiet Place.
No freaking way. We saw the previews before a movie.
That's
that
a horror?
My family. Oh yeah, before my family went. Yes, yeah, it is. It is. We watched the preview, and my son and I were both like, "Fuck no, absolutely not," because you have to be quiet. You're in a post apocalyptic world, and they're the people that the things that are trying to kill you and eat you can hear really, really well. So you can't make a noise. And it's a whole family that's alive.
Oh, I had no idea. I just heard all these rave reviews about it, and I thought it involved a deaf girl.
It does. It does feature a deaf girl. The reason why the family probably have survived as long as they have is because their oldest daughter speaks ASL, so they were able to communicate because they all know ASL. And so they're able to do that.
Yeah, I did not realize it was a horror.
And the girl who plays is herself genuinely deaf, which is great casting because often they'll have, you know, someone who can hear playing
deaf. Well, Georgia and Karen talked about it, and of course George is very excited about it, and Vince is not going to watch it.
I haven't listened to that episode yet.
I know.
Yeah, no, I'm well, when we talked to Melanie Brooks at Earth and Wood Studios, so this weekend is that. What is it, Motor City Nightmares?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so that's this weekend. You don't have to go because you're going to be in Louisville. I mean, nobody has to go. But that's kind of why I asked you about the cosplay because we were talking about, I'm like, can I dress up? But I want to be Peridot. And they're like, you can just be a zombie whatever. Zombie Peridot.
I mean, you can be a zombie gem if you want.
People might find that terrifying. It was sort of like the Teletubbies. Terrifying.
Oh, yeah. They were terrifying.
They're really unsettling.
They are.
But you can dress up like whatever you want for our show. So there you go.
Yeah. See? So now we can just go.
You should take burlesque.
Yeah.
You would be great. No. You would be fabulous.
We can even follow along.
Not until I have foot surgery.
And stuff like that.
We'll do seated burlesque.
Right, there you go.
You can totally chair tassel burlesque. Twirl while you're
chair burlesque.
Mm-hmm. You could tassel twirl.
I could do that.
Yeah. See, that's a thing you should offer to the retirement homes too. Like they do chair dance exercise for like little old ladies.
Don't you love it when people say you should do this?
As long as no one has a heart attack.
Yeah. Exactly. There you go. Well, I don't think you should do it, but it's something that, you know,
and add that to
I
your
think
schedule.
Old people would enjoy.
I will make sure to get right on.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Just give me a credit.
You know,
it'll be fine.
Absolutely.
You know what you should do? You should just fuck off.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, though, you must remember this because it's all old-timey Hollywood stories.
Blamey Hollywood.
Yeah. I would be into that.
Each episode or each season is a different story. I think they did one on the blonde bombshells. Mm-hmm.
And the lady who is the hostess.
She's a fabulous voice.
Enunciates so well.
So does ASM.
Just pretty much like that. Yeah. Where I'm like a big sloppy mess. She's, and now we're going to you must remember this.
That completely fits the era, though. Yes. Totally. The way they were.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So that's a little, well, I'm not necessarily happier considering how some of those blonde bombshells ended their existence, but in a kind of a more, that's interesting.
For some reason, if it's like, you know, something that happened in like 1800s, like, you know, anything that's like, like Jack the Ripper or whatever, like I'm fine with that. But then when it gets like modern, it gets too like real and you're like, oh. Right.
Yeah, I don't want to touch that.
I can imagine this happening. I don't like this.
Right. Yeah, no. If it's like old timey, that's
cool. If it's old timey, like it doesn't seem as scary for some reason.
No, I agree with that. Well, because you're like, okay, well.
It happened a long time ago.
Who the hell's on a fishing wharf? What do you think?
Literally everyone involved in this is conceivably gone.
Like, so. I really got into the Murder Map series. Did you ever watch that?
No. What is that?
So, like,
we're all like, tell us more, Holly.
Like, I have to avoid murder. What?
It's on Netflix. And they start in, like.
Oh, there's video.
Yeah. It's the like they start, map. Like, in the. Late 1700s, I believe, and then every episode is just a little bit later, so they go through, like, the 1920s.
Ooh.
So, like, I'm good with that, but then when they started, like, when the new season came out and they started getting into, like, modern times, I was like, oh, like, I'm done.
Wait, this isn't in black and white anymore.
I'm like, you're not wearing, like, Victorian clothing and, like, too real.
There's no sepia. There's no,
yeah, too real.
Gotta end it. So, let's talk about a different thing then. First of all, I have to go on a mild rant. Well, it's
not. Oh, shit. Really?
Oh, really?
What happened?
Yeah. White people.
White people. Okay, that's a good beginning. Stupid.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of all you have to
say.
Yeah,
pretty much.
So, okay. This is going somewhere happy. I promise you.
Okay.
Promise me this is going somewhere happy, even though you have no idea what I'm about to say.
I promise.
Sure. Why not?
So.
Yes.
All kinds of shit going on where black people are getting the cops called on them for things like playing too slow at a fucking golf course at which they are members.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
That's real?
Really? That is
real. That really happened,
the cops actually,
they didn't come
for that?
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
What? So some white people need to be arrested for being assholes because what in the fuck? Why would you do that?
Can't you get arrested for wasting the cops' time?
I would
time?
Think so.
You can, and yet weirdly,
you don't.
They don't.
Don't we have bigger problems to worry about?
Yeah, we do.
I'm sorry. They're playing too slow?
So that gets to then the women at the Waffle House who had an argument about whether they should have to pay for plastic utensils. Also black, also the police called. Then it gets to where this is where we're going to the happy part.
Okay.
So white people stop being assholes. But Waffle House shooting.
This is a happy place?
Oh,
it
yeah,
is
yeah,
because,
yeah,
because James Shaw Jr. Is a fucking hero.
Yes.
29-year-old black man stops everybody, the one guy, the shooter, stops the shooter. Then he starts a GoFundMe page for the victims.
Oh, he's awesome.
He is amazing. He may replace The Rock as my like super crush.
And he raised like 40,000
now.
Oh, wow.
40,000. Beautiful.
Now, there is a guy on Twitter who I believe is a journalist. I don't know. I follow him. But anyway, the guy, Yashar, he's a big elephant. I started following him because he loves elephants.
Okay.
So he's always posting about elephant refuges and stuff. And I'm pretty sure I follow more beagles than humans on Twitter at this point. So I kind of have an animal
wrong
thing.
With that.
Yeah. No. Beagles really have the corner market on dog Twitter, though. Like, other dogs need to step up. Anyway.
Well, they're the noisiest.
Right. They talk a lot. So Yashar decided that he was going to start a GoFundMe because he's like, this guy, he has a 4-year-old daughter. And they're like, at the very least, her college should be paid for. So he started a GoFundMe for James Shaw.
I like this chain.
Yeah, this is good.
Has raised in, last time I looked, in 24 hours, had raised $100,000.
Beautiful.
For James Shaw Jr., the 29-year-old hero who grabbed that gun and stopped the guy at the Waffle House from shooting more people.
Yeah.
That is a happy place.
Yeah.
Look at you.
It is a happy place.
I love James Shaw.
Yeah. I also love his sense of style because he dresses like...
He's still
a You know, like in the Avengers when like... when they're off duty and they're not in their super suits, and he dresses like that. Like he has like the vaguely 70s tight jacket and the short little turtleneck and stuff. So he genuinely is. Yeah, he looks like a member of the Avengers. So it's great.
Yeah, James Shaw the superhero.
So I want to talk about one more thing. We got to get in one more thing before we kind of wrap up.
Is it that Rock just had a baby?
Oh, no, but I love that, too. I saw the picture of them with the little babies.
Royal babies and rock babies on the same day.
And it's coming.
Sorry, you want to talk about something?
Sex slavery.
Oh, sex slavery. Okay. Interesting place.
Yes.
Did not expect to land on that with the wheel of what the hell are we going to talk about now?
You know.
Oh, Alison Mack?
Yes.
Oh, that crazy shit we were talking about before Smallville, the podcast started.
You know, Smallville is a Superman TV show, blah, blah, blah.
I guess it's superhero, so I see the line.
Yeah. Bing, bing, bing. And the band that played the opening music to Smallville, Come on. People have computers
and Nickelback?
No, fuck no.
I don't know. I didn't really watch Smallville that much.
Not the vomit spots.
It's not the vomit spots, but they – so, okay. In Mobile, there was the vomit spots, Loppy Bojimy, and Day of the Iguana. Those were the three bands that I was all into and dated people in two of them. Anyway, three of them. Doesn't matter. Loppy Bojimy – squirrel! Yep. Loppy Bojimy had a drummer who was amazing, and he ended up in the band that played the opening credits for Smallville. So that's my connection to Smallville.
Okay.
Right. Greg Slay. He was an amazing, amazing, amazing drummer. So talk about the two girls from Smallville that were beautiful. The one that played
Chloe. Is the Chloe. Main one.
Mm-hmm. Chloe, no, she was the she was the main one.
That's what I mean. Yeah. She's the main one in this case.
But she was actually the second one in the case because the girl who played Lois Lane.
Lana Lang.
Yeah, well, they changed the name of the characters, but she was basically the Lois type. Yes. She was a type of character in that because he was in high school. He was her love interest.
Yeah, Lana.
With brunette hair.
Yeah, Lana Lang.
Are you sleeping now? So Lana, like the one who carried, she's the first one that was in the sex cult. She brings in the blonde.
Yes,
is the blonde Allison Mack.
Okay. Yes.
Allison Mack. Yeah,
and then the brunette gets out. She's like, this thing is a bunch of bullshit. Out, but she's already brought this chick in, right? And Allison Mack recruits all these other people, and then she goes from being a slave to being one of the like
the high priestesses or whatever.
Recruiter, and then she starts branding. The girls at the top of their legs by their little, you know, the crotch joint there and with initials and shit. So, yeah, they're in lots of trouble.
Oh, that's pretty weird.
Yeah. So there was a big thing about the guy who had started it. And there had been rumors for a while that there had been this cult.
Yeah, and I remember seeing this story in October.
And everybody was like, psh. Yeah, exactly. It was like back last fall. And everybody was like, whatever. This is crazy Twitter talk. And this is like, you know.
Yeah, come
like it's like a pizza gate, you know, like that kind
of
thing.
Comes to early hours of the morning, Allison Mack running after the Black Mariah that he's been shoved into and carted off because she
There was a guy who'd actually started a podcast which he never aired. I think it might end up, but he was starting a podcast talking about this whole situation and that guy.
Have you seen a picture of that guy?
I don't think
that to get these girls to do crazy stuff like that, he'd have to be like super hot, right? Like,
does he have
like
money?
Morrison hot?
Does he have power?
Or rock hot? Or just really,
you know,
but dynamic.
People's like definition of hot like really varies.
Have you seen Hugh Hefner?
I know he's got to have this like personality.
Exude
pheromones. Well, he's really good at brainwashing.
Something. He ain't cute. I know that much. I was looking at him going, psh, what? Give me Steven Tyler, you know? Oh, really?
Yeah, see? Everyone's definition of hot is completely different.
Wow.
Robert Plant.
The Rock.
Oh, yeah. Robert. Okay, Ellen's like, yes.
We go with somebody who's not 82.
Listen, whatever. But he ain't
so cute. Anyway, the guy was going to start a podcast about like chronicling the whole, like all of the evidence against the head of the guy. And then he got arrested and he's like, I'm done. I don't have a podcast now, but I'm so happy because this guy was arrested.
Yeah.
And then 3 weeks later, she was arrested.
Yeah.
But I do think that the guy who's doing the podcast, he's going to find another home for it. It's just the entity that he was working with was.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if stuff comes along, this will just the interest will just increase.
Yeah, because it'll just be like, what the hell? What's the backstory
of
that?
So we've covered quite a few crazy things today, but one of the things that people can do now is take a burlesque class.
That has nothing to do with sex trafficking or murder.
Right.
Unless so, you put it unrelated on stage like that.
So, but Holly, tell us, you have a bunch of stuff coming up. So you have the thing on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The
brunch and burlesque?
Yeah, that's not what it's called.
Speakeasy Sundays. There is no brunch involved. They have really nice food, but it's not brunch.
It's because it's 7 o'clock at night.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a late brunch. Speakeasy Sundays at Cliff Bell's, which was a speakeasy. So there you go. And then what else is coming up that we can go to attend? You said you have your school review. Is that something
that
people –
Yeah, the student showcase is coming up. Showcase. Yep, it's open to the public. It's at Ant Hall on the 29th.
So
– or, sorry, 27th.
You said it was a 9-week class.
Uh-huh.
Do you have people starting every week at one and have different classes? Or is it you get on there 9 weeks and if you don't get in on this session, you have to start again?
Right. Yeah. Okay. And we usually have two sessions going at once. So we'll usually have a Wednesday and a Saturday class. Through the summer, I'm performing a lot out of state. So we're only doing a Wednesday night class. But then when we get to like the end of summer, we'll be doing two again. So.
Okay. And how many people are in your class?
It ranges usually 10 to 15.
Okay.
Per course. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but there's tons of things to take in between, too, if you want to just kind of, like, get your feet wet. We also have something called Girls Night Out, where basically you can just have absolutely no experience and maybe you don't ever even want to perform on a stage, but you just want to have fun and learn a burlesque routine. Fun. So you can bring a girlfriend out and we do a different theme. So, like, the one that's coming up on Thursday is going to be 1920s theme. So you can get dressed up and learn a quick little routine, and it's just something fun. So
by
we have a
Thursday,
lot
you mean May 3rd Thursday or tomorrow Thursday?
Tomorrow.
Oh, Thursday, yeah. So tomorrow. Yeah. Where can we go tomorrow?
It's at the Detroit School of Burlesque.
Okay.
And it's at 7 p.m.
In Ferndale.
Mm-hmm.
In Ferndale, 7 p.m.
Yep.
And what's the cost?
That one is $20.
$20.
Mm-hmm.
Girls' night out.
Yep.
And so what – so you have the student showcase coming up, and then what other shows do you have?
We have the Detroit Grand Cabaret Show, the Nerdless Show, coming up.
When is that?
That one's July 7th.
July 7th.
July 7th.
Beautiful.
But it's going to be a big, exciting, crazy show, so we're working really hard on it early.
So, and if we want to go check out what's going on in terms of shows and stuff, because I don't know that I want to take a class, but I do love to watch burlesque.
Yeah.
Do you have a website?
Yep. It's MissHollyhock.com.
MissHollyhock.com.
There's classes,
and Hollyhocks
shows, everything.
Are flowers.
Yep.
We had to explain to Leo.
Lee's like, I don't get it. I'm like, it's a flower?
It's all right. A lot of people don't know.
Like, here's a picture of one. And then here's a picture of Holly.
Don't you see, like, did you show her a red one?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, it was like, this yellow flower here is...
No, it actually was a funny story, the way that I accidentally stumbled upon my name, because I couldn't find a name that I liked or that wasn't already taken. And so someone was like, well, what is your porn star name? And it would be like the first – like your first pet and your street name. So mine would have been like Duchess Hollyhock. And I was like, that's a little much. but then I was like, I really kind of like Hollyhock. And I wanted something because I go by Holly in my normal everyday life now. So I wanted something that, like, wasn't, like, a weird first name.
Like, it was, like, a name
right.
name.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. So it just kind of
B.B.
happened.
B.B. Wedgwood.
See, B.B.
worked. B.B. Wedgwood.
Corky Reynolds.
I like that you guys already have your names. You're like, I don't want to do this, but I do have
right,
name.
I have my name. So MissHollyhock.com.
Mm-hmm.
You're laughing at Corky.
I loved your name. That's awesome.
And cute. You can follow Holly on Twitter at Miss Hollyhock.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm not on Twitter as much as I should be. I'm on Instagram all the
I'm
time.
I'm on it more than I should be.
And
so,
it's the same on Instagram.
And is it the same Instagram name?
I follow you on both.
Yeah, it's just MS instead of MISS. Okay. But yeah.
So on Instagram, it's MS Hollyhock. Mm-hmm. On Twitter, it's Miss spelled out,
right.
Miss Hollyhock.
Yep.
Right.
Facebook, you can go to the Detroit School of Burlesque.
Yep. We have a Detroit Grand Cabaret page, a Detroit School of Burlesque page. There's a Hollyhock page. I'm not hard to find.
And
just Google it.
And we'll post we'll post some stuff on the Bras Bitches.
Yes.
I know you already posted.
I posted the preview, but we'll post other links.
Some
too.
Links. Awesome.
Yeah.
And we're also going to put the flyer, the best flyer I've ever seen for a punk band up for the Vomit Spots for their May 12th. So the Merry Widow.
The May 12th at the Merry Widow, if you happen to be in Mobile.
Mobile.
The Vomit Spots are playing. This Friday, you and I are going to the Comerica Women's Symposium.
That's right.
At Cobo?
No, it's not at Cobo. It's at like
it's MGM. A Grand. It's at the, every time I say that, it's at Cobo. You're like, no, it's at the casino.
Yeah.
It's MGM. Yeah. And I think that's an all day like from 8 to 3 thing.
Yep.
And tomorrow night, our friend of the pod, Karen Dibas, is doing
gonna be at Pages.
At Pages.
Yeah.
So lots of stuff going on.
I've got to get her.
You're going to be in Louisville doing robots.
Doing
robots. I mean, not doing robots.
That's a whole different thing.
Westworld.
Oh my God. I haven't watched it yet.
Haven't watched it yet. Don't talk to me about it. Don't.
We'll do it next time. So at that point,
we're going to have to take a field trip. We have a lot of field trips we need to go on once you're back in town.
Well, I want to go take...
We got to go do goat yoga.
Goat yoga.
We got to go to the burlesque.
And if you need a goat for some reason, do not call Amy at the last minute and say, can you bring a goat over so I can pet it? No.
Schedule the shit in advance.
She will mow your lawn with goats if you schedule it.
Yeah, you can get your lawn mowed with goats. Isn't that amazing?
I need this person's information.
City Girls Farm.
We can provide.
Pontiac.
I think I did goat yoga there.
And I am still using my soap that she brought us, and I love it.
I love her soaps.
Yeah.
People in Chicago who have shopped in Detroit were like, I need some of the goat lotion, which I haven't been carrying much anymore, but I can
have to bring some down to Chicago and stock it in the store there.
Bing, bing, bing. Yeah, she's a lot of fun.
I really love goats.
I do too.
And if you watch her on Facebook, she does these videos of her walking the goats, and it's very relaxing. It's almost like I could meditate to her goats walking in the woods and doing stupid shit.
We gotta go do the goat farm. So anyway, we're gonna have to take some field trips with some Facebook Live stuff
with the camera.
And I have some other stuff to talk about with goats, but we can do that another time. My business partner is coming into town, so maybe we can get her on the show.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. She can talk about the pigs and the goats.
The Randy pigs.
All right. I think it's time for the Vomit Spot to take us away.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Miss Hollyhock.
Enjoy your cupcake panties.
Oh, I'm going to.
And stay bitchy, everyone.